For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Hi, I'm Herman from Athens. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Every Thursday evening from 5 to 7 p.m., Left Bank Ciders in Catskill holds a community soup night. Every Thursday, they gather to eat soup made by members of our community, with all the proceeds benefiting a local cause. The soup is homemade, delicious, and affordable. A donation gets you a bowl, some bread, and lots of camaraderie. There's always a vegetarian soup option, and a different charity or cause gets the funds raised each week. They have held several community soup nights for your community radio station, WGXC. Left Bank Ciders is at 150 Water Street in Catskill, and community soup night is there every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Crisafulli Brothers Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Upstate New York's home services company since 1993. Red Carpet Service and Solutions. For more information, visit CRISBRO.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Phoenix Grace of Del Mar, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Do rural Americans favor Donald Trump because of extremism, racism, and xenophobia? That's what a new book says, but as Olivia Weeks explains, others disagree.
In White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy, authors Tom Schaller and Paul Waldman cite studies they say show rural residents are more worried about immigrants, minorities, and feminists than city people. But Colby College political scientist Nicholas Jacobs says the authors have misread the research.
Scholars have increasingly shown that what really distinguishes rural people is not racial resentment, is not xenophobia, but very particular challenges that only rural people face.
Jacob says crunch the numbers, and rural voters are no worse than their urban peers. But they are often very frightened by the economic challenges facing the communities they love, and feel ignored when talking about that. All three authors agree. Understanding rural voters is crucial to protecting democracy. I'm Olivia Weeks.
Despite a messy start, one higher education reporter says rural students should benefit from the Simplified Free Application for Federal Student Aid Form, or FAFSA. Nick Fariso says the rollout was 3 months late, but over time, it should make students' lives easier.
Somewhere around 750,000 people who previously would not have been eligible for federal aid should be under this new FAFSA.
Fariso says a streamlined application could especially help rural students who are the first in their family to attend college.
It's not just the simplification, but it's also the expansion of access. That should open the door for rural students as well as other traditionally marginalized communities.
Due to rolling deadlines, rural community college students are unlikely to be hurt by FAFSA delays. In Kentucky, a report shows 40% of mines labeled active haven't produced coal in 4 years. Neither dead nor alive, environmentalists call them zombie mines, because the longer they sit idle, the risk grows that the mining operator won't have sufficient funds to pay for reclamation.
If it's just sitting there, nothing productive is happening on that land. And so as they sit there, they tend to deteriorate.
Aaron Savage with Appalachian Voices says the 2021 infrastructure law allocated $11 billion for abandoned coal mine cleanup. But that hasn't happened, and now an environmental coalition is calling for action. Savage says the proposed policies could provide laid-off miners with a paycheck.
If mines were reclaimed more expediently, we would have more miners back at work.
She says reclaimed mines are fertile ground for renewable energy projects like wind or solar. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, Visit dailyyonder.com.
As the impacts of climate change grow, New Yorkers and people across the country are grieving for the environment. Ecological grief, also known as solastalgia, has become an increasing response to climate change. A 2020 American Psychological Association survey finds almost 70% of people feel climate change is impacting their mental health. The Reverend Chelsea McMillan is with Green Faith, a multi-faith climate action organization, which hosts grief circles for people to commiserate about climate change.
People are grieving the decline of bird populations, longhorn sheep that are dying in the Sierra Nevadas due to extreme weather conditions. There was heavy snowfall this past year.
McMillan adds people are also grieving shorter and warmer winters. She sees a growing sense of hopelessness in these circles in response to a lack of political will. Countries worldwide are moving to a climate-friendly future, but it's uncertain how effective these efforts are. A 2022 United Nations report finds global greenhouse gas emissions are declining. However, it's not fast enough to limit global temperature increases to 1.5 degrees by the end of the century. While the grief circles concentrate on environmental issues, they sometimes open up to ongoing current events. McMillan says people are distressed by the growing sense of apathy about the world. She notes this distress has led some people to question their faith.
I think they see a lot of clergy and faith leaders not responding to these crises and instead focusing on the afterlife or focusing on their homogenous communities and how do we protect our homogenous communities from these perceived threats in the world.
McMillan feels times of crisis can strengthen a person's faith. She thinks faith isn't just waiting for God or some higher power to save the day. Rather, it's about being an active participant in heeding the cries of the world. This is Edwin J. Vieira for New York News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
If it's not De La Slow, then it's not WRMS. We're cats in control, twisting and tuning until you're perfectly content. Special cat call goes out to the suckers at the donut shop. Thanks for serving it to me. Dark, hot, and no caffeine. Snuggle tight and hang loose, boys. It's time to groove to a De La Slow move on WRMS.
We'll be right back. I kept looking out the window and I saw that the helicopter was gone.
Michael, keep an eye on the saucer, right? Stay here with your Uncle Michael, all right? I'll see you later.
So I asked my brother Michael to watch the sauce, and Karen and I started out.
Oh, God, I see it.
What?
I see it. Look, it's right there.
Damn. Yep, that's it.
There it is.
Come on, we gotta get, to your mother. See? I told you.
It's funny, okay? It's funny. It's not the end of the world.
We're going to your mother.
Yes, 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 yes Very fond of my films.
the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end. My only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety, no surprise.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. sky was swimming lightning fire, and the trees were shaking screen. There'd be power in the blood when the helicopters come. When the helicopters come, there'd be power in the blood. When the helicopters
Now, and I don't like helicopters because you can see the bottom. You can see where you're going to crash. No, no. And when you're flying over mountains and you're depending upon one little blade, and that's all you hear all the way, and you say, please, keep me awake. What I would like to do with a helicopter is to feel safe. Why can't we just go about 8 feet in the air? You know, no higher than that. There's no need to go. Just follow the highway. That's all. Follow the freeway all the way down. You're going, what, 175? That would really be cool, man. Then if you crash, you only fall maybe 8 feet or something like that. And that's not a hard fall. You just go clunk, you know. But why get all the way up there? And you know, man, that you're looking all the way. We're up like 5,000 feet. My goodness. What a fall. I know what I'll do. I'll just sit here until I'm 6 inches from crashing. Then I'll jump up. That should do it. You think that would do it? Listen, don't laugh, man. When you're crashing, you'll do anything. I tell you that. Think of all the things you'll do. Wrap yourself around your wife. That's a first. That's a first. Dear, I love you always. Oh, man. I was in a helicopter one time when the blade fell off. No, man, I'm telling you, that was really frightening, man. We were sitting there, and this thing went, boom, and just fell right off. And so I said to the pilot, what happens now? He says, well, nothing, because we're still on the ground, but the next time.